Mr. Carleton, Reese, Ellsworth, Weatherspoon, and his wife, Eileen, were to spend Christmas aboard the steamer North Star. As on many another occasion, Mr. Reese and Mrs. Eileen had disposed of their daughter Eleanor, not wishing her underfoot and spoiling their fun. Indeed, to say as on many another occasion is not to overstate the case, sadly enough, for Miss Eleanor was to Mrs. Eileen and Mr. Reese little distinguished from the family silver. Quite out of fashion, to be certain, yet fine for trotting out when the situation demanded. It is an unfortunate truth that Mr. and Mrs. Ellsworth Weatherspoon saw the interior of a steamer trunk more often than the exterior of their own daughter. Typically, Eleanor simply remained behind in the immense city house on Fifth and Crespont, surrounded by maids and manservants sensitive to her every whim. And yet she felt quite alone. Here, like a hothouse rose, she was watered and fed with toys and treats beyond all reckoning. But, like the plant that is given an abundance of warm sun and sweet rain, yet never feels the proper pruning of a gardener's shears, she had produced more briars than blossoms, and had grown quite prickly to the touch. The servants, well acquainted with that fact, sought her company with as little desire as did her own mother and father. Thus, it was with heartfelt thanks that the residents of No. 7 Crestmont Avenue saw their little empress made ready for a holiday away from the city. Came this pleasant situation to be? As it happened, about a fortnight earlier, a simple yet elegantly penned invitation had arrived by post. The letter, from Mrs. Rigelia Shingleston, bid her great niece, Miss Eleanor, come visit for the holidays. Mr. Reese and Mrs. Eileen were mystified by Aunt Rigelia's invitation. After all, why should anyone wish Miss Eleanor upon oneself?